Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready? Say yeah!
Alafia, greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omega 7 in the house, live coming to you straight from my living room. I'm the advocate you need and the advisor you certainly want. How is everyone doing this evening? How's the African family doing? and how are the children? I trust that the children are doing well and everything will be in order in the house. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to another one of our segments. This is stage 7 of the initiation sector stage, the 12th segment. And this particular segment, we're going to be talking about man and how he is not an earthly being but a spiritual being. We'll also determine what qualifies man to distinguish himself and how he distinguished the truth from falsehood. And how could he not be an earthly being? Wasn't Adam an earthly man? Or was he created to be spiritual? We're going to embark upon all of those topics this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And just to rehash what we covered yesterday, as we talked yesterday about getting out of the way so God can use you to be a vessel for someone else and to be able to use the laws of inertia, by drawing filthy lucre to you. That's right, money, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about M-O-N-E-Y. We talked about filthy lucre yesterday and how we can set our perimeters so that the energy forces will allow that money to, through alchemy, circulate back to our hands. What a topic we discussed yesterday. And if you can get that concept, you can understand that God does want to get money to you and through you, but he does not want you to waste it on needless things. We covered quite a bit of information about how and why the churches are commanding so many young people to pay them for their services, such as dropping money down to their feet. And we talked about and decreed that we wouldn't do that anymore and that it wasn't scriptural. However, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be going ahead with this topic on how man can walk into his position as a spiritual being, not an earthly being, but a spiritually being. We know that we were all created here on this earth, and we are here by default, but our mission is what we're trying to derive at. Is it a spiritual one, or is it an earthly one? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be discussing that. And once again, I'd like to say hello to our listening audience and thank you for joining us. I'd like to give those call numbers out this evening. That number is 646-478-0270. And I'd like to say hello to our neighboring radio station, Harambe Radio. Keep up the good work. And hello, Delaney Alman. And I'm going to give you 3 shouts out. Harambe. 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 And I say, keep on pushing and keep on moving. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are on our way with climbing up the ladder. We are trying to manifest the God within us all. We're trying to press the Godhead forward. The O-E that exists and collaborates with us on one accord. As we push that Godhead forward, we can share in God's tools, utilizing all of his strengths and his ability, and we can also ask God to vindicate us. And therefore, we are a posse traveling together. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You and God, you and the little G, go ahead, all little G, and travel with the almighty God that has been assigned to you. The little G with the big head full of wisdom. You have the answer because you have a posse collaborating with you on one accord, ready to defend you and vindicate you. So let's get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get those names of your family members out and get ready to participate in the talking cure with us. Stay tuned for station identification. You know we can't do anything without the power of faith. And I'm going to go right into a commercial. Stay tuned and listen to the power of faith. With the power of faith, ladies and gentlemen, we're able to do anything.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith? Follow me when I
Do I have permission to speak? You have permission to speak. Thank you very much. Baba, is the libation and the purification ready?
Libation's ready.
Is the libations ready?
Libations are ready.
Thank you very much, Baba. Ladies and gentlemen, you can stand to your feet. The purification is now ready.
All right.
Purifications are now ready. I'm going to wash my face with water. I'm going to pour libations to the east. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the south. And I pour libations to the north. And the libation hits the floor. The ground is now purified, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank you for taking out your list of your family names. Thank you very much. Is the purification complete, Baba?
Purification is complete.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not already standing to your feet, you might want to stand to your feet now and get ready for the purification. Now that the purification is complete, we're going to go on with the talking here. Pick out some lists now. We'll call out the names of our loved ones. All right. As you take out the names of your loved ones, let us begin to call out the names of those of our loved ones who have gone on before us. We'll call out the names of the mothers and the father's spirit. I like to call out the names of my father's side of the family, and that is, I light a candle for you, Father, to set before you so that you're guided home and you have light to see. I set a candle before you, Father, so that you can come home to be with the family. I set a glass of water before you, and Father, may your thirst and all of your loved ones' thirst be quenched. I light a candle for my mother's spirit and set it before her and say, Mom, Mother, please come home and join us. The light will guide you. I set a glass of water before my mother's family, and I say, your people are welcome to come home, Mother. Please come home and be with the family. As we begin to prepare for this occasion, as I get ready to call on the names of our ancestors, I like to call on the names of the ancestors, and I call on Clara Mae Jenkins, and I say, ah, Shay. I call on Robert Jr. I call on Robert Jenkins. Ah, Shay. Robert Jr. Jenkins. Ah, Shay. Marvin Jenkins. Ah, Shay. Tommy Pete Harvey. Ah, Shay. I call George Lilly. Ah, Shay. Sam Lilly. Ah, Shay. Lucille Day. Ah, Shay. I call on Louise Lord. Ah, Shay. I call Lucille Day. Ah, Shay. I call on Mary Lou Hawkins. Ah, Shay. I call Marvin Jenkins. Ah, Shay. Emmanuel Day. Ah, Shay. Avery Day. Ah, Shay. Bessie Lily. Ah, Shay. Isa Lily. Ah, Shay. I call on the name of Mary Lou Hawkins. Ah, Shay. Tommy Pete Harvey. Ah, Shay. Michelle Harvey. Ah, Shay. And Michael Harvey, ah, Shay. I say, so be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are standing now, the vibrations are in the atmosphere, and they're here for you to tap into. I say, tap into the frequencies, ladies and gentlemen. Tap into the frequencies now. They are here for you to tap into. Now, if you have not began to make a list of your loved ones. You should have done so already. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to also say that the talking cure is for healing. Your healing is here. I'd like to also say that your desires of your heart are here. And whatever you need is in the atmosphere at this very moment. All you need to do is tap in to the spirit. Because man is not just an earthly being. We now know him to be a spiritual being, having needs and desires just like the spirit would. Therefore, the spirit has to be fed, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to set a place and a table for your loved ones. Their spirit needs to be fed. And don't forget that it's very important that you are to quench their thirst and to help them to be able to see by giving them a guiding light. Each and every one of you can tap in now. I sense that there are family members that are still in need, that are looking for solutions. I sense that right now the family is not in order in many homes, and there are many children who have gone away from the home whose families are praying that they return for the holiday. I sense that right now that there are mothers that are trying to press their way forward to become God. I sense that there are young men out there that are looking to advance themselves to the level of a master and a God. The time is now to tap in, to get the energy you need, and to get the force you need. I say tap into the power and get those forces. It is here and available for you, ladies and gentlemen. You need not be afraid, because the ancestors said that they would vindicate you. They have told us that we can stand on their shoulders and that they would fight and vindicate us. Now that you have tapped into the powers and energies and you know that you're the little G with a big head full of wisdom, I say to you, continue to practice every day to master the skills of being a God, and you too will come into your Godhead. I'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get ready to prepare to go into the sanctuary. The sanctuary doors are about to close. As we line up, children in the rear, elders in the front, let's go into the sanctuary. The ancestors will meet us there. They have already been summoned. Ancestors, we thank you for coming and for joining us on this talking cure occasion. Line up, going 2x2, going 4x4. Let's go into the sanctuary. Hurry quickly, children. The sanctuary doors are about to close. We must go into the sanctuary. Lord, please prepare me to be a sanctuary, tried and true. I want to be a sanctuary. As we go into the sanctuary, ladies and gentlemen, remember that our ancestors, they want to be a part of our life. Help us to remember that list. Help us to know that we ought to go into the sanctuary. Quickly, take your places. Take your places. Please be seated. We are now ready to start the sermon. Take your places, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ancestors, for being so kind to join us on this occasion. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, now that we are into the sanctuary, I'd like to welcome you once again. And if you went through that talking cure with us, you need to give yourself a round of applause. For those of you who are not quite there yet and who are still contemplating and debating whether or not you should have an altar erected to your ancestors or whether or not you should participate in a ceremony at all, then that's quite all right, ladies and gentlemen. Little by little, as you press forward to be a God and ladies and gentlemen, just had a little technical difficulty. I apologize for that. And we are going to read a little bit about what we represent and what our belief system is, just so that you can continue to understand. But maybe for the benefit of those people who are not familiar with Yoruba, it is not a religion, it is a way of life. And what God had wanted us to have was a way of life so that our religion would come out of our lifestyle. And our lifestyle, being African, will allow us to create all of our rituals around the actual religion itself. So therefore, I tell people that Yoruba is not the religion, it's the way of life. And I'd like to tell you what we believe so you can get a better understanding of what it is we believe. But let me tell you a little bit about the ancestors first, okay? The ancestors are nothing to be afraid of. They are our loved ones who come back through our bloodline, and they live again. We believe in reincarnation, so we believe that the ancestors cannot die and that they will reincarnate through our bloodline. And you must understand that ancestors are made up of energy and atoms, and atoms and energy cannot die, ladies and gentlemen. We know that energy can only be, it cannot be recreated. It has to dissipate and go into another form. So we don't believe that death is the final end. We do not believe that we were civilized by the Europeans. We do not believe in the term devil. We believe the devil does not exist, that we can manifest good and evil at the same time, and it's always present there together. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to make a mistake of disrespecting the ancestors. To disrespect the ancestors would make us very foolish. We want to make sure at all times we acknowledge the ancestors and pay homage to them. And we understand that there are three different dimensions of God, and that's Ilede, the God of the outer courts of heaven, and Oludumare, the God who created the heaven and earth, the earthly earth that is created here, was created by Oludumare. Then we believe in Oromola, which is the prophet of the Africans, and Olurum that governs the outer court, that governs the heavens, the earth here. And then there's also Ori, who is on our head. And if we have more time in the future, we're going to, you know, do a little bit more reading from some of the Yoruba teaching. Right now, because of time, we're not able to do a lot of reading of the Yoruba practices. That's because we're working on initiation, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted to say that the initiation, the outline principles that we have here on page 179 in the Ron Enefer book and the Meta Nectar 2. And it reads here, it says, although God is the true self in man, in the spirituality developed, it is limited to directing the vegetative subconscious function. The divine plan, however, is for God to direct the conscious decision and affairs of an individual. And to mankind, and imagine your career, your marriage, the government, etc., being ran by the same intelligence that converts the things you eat into the flesh of your body. That is the embodiment of the knowledge of the concept and development of a human being. A process makes more complete than the creator of the galaxy and that matter of which the God influences is brought from the subconscious into the foreground of your life. It is the initiation or religion when properly understood. This is the Osirian religion. It is easy to see that the bringing of God's power, wisdom, and ability to achieve all humanly conceivable goals, and that the ability to harmonize, unify, with all situations into the conscious part of your life will give you success in life. That is what all religion aims at conferring for their followers. When we consider that people pray to God for the things they need and want in life, when we consider this, ladies and gentlemen, we become clear that, in a way, religion functions as a success program. That's what Ron and Effort is saying. Religion is a success program. In other words, you need not go outside of your religion program to learn how to succeed in life. If you have to, that is a betrayal of flaw in the system, meaning that the system didn't serve you well if you have to go elsewhere to get help. Although the Kemetic Initiate system is more than a mere life success program, it is important to point out that this feature, because it is what makes it relevant to mankind. The initiation program is a step-by-step program that we've been going over, ladies and gentlemen. It's a spiritual growth process based on the tree of life. Many scholars confuse initiation with education. They're not the same. From the earliest educational grade to the ninth, and the PhD education is no more than the pouring of information into the faculties of the eighth sphere, the lower intelligence, and the ninth sphere, the other faculties represented by the spheres of the tree of life experience, which we must recognize that has been vulnerable and cosmological. Okay? And it goes on to say that it refers to it as founded in the medical philosophical system of China, Africa, India, and it said in Tibet. The American Indians and others none cannot be awakened and developed by intellectual effort. This is a concept not readily understood by the Westerners, whose organization, experience, and human development has been limited to influencing through the dissemination of information. They believe that errors in behavior and fundamentally due to ignorance, their attempt to influence change and behavior, whether it is through a sermon, song, movies, jingles, advertisement, subliminal messages, is based on the giving of information or acting upon the imagination. It is important to realize, for example, that the morality cannot be imparted by giving instructions, i.e., providing information on normal behavior. There is a faculty in man, and it's called Maya. That's when we awaken that faculty automatically. Morality and moralizing the individual. This is why there is so much abnormality in the Western world. In spite of the greater availability of philosophical and religious information to its population than to others, it's still a problem, ladies and gentlemen. What they're saying is that you can't normalize a person to act normal without working on opening up a certain faculty in their being. And that's where Westerners, which is the United States of America, has gone wrong, he said. We have not practiced opening up these faculties, so therefore we're having problems with abnormalities. And you can see them throughout the radio station, on television, throughout the day, the course of people acting out and not being normal. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just trying to get this dinner here prepared for my family. All right. Let me go on. And I wanted to say that our faculties have to be open. That is what makes us different and a spiritual being and not an earthly being. You cannot just expect us to grow into perfection. Our faculties have to be challenged, they have to be exercised, and we have to use our faculties in order for them to be open. The initiation is concerned with the awakening and developing and perfection of every faculty in man. A specific focus of it is the development and equilibrium of all the functions of the two hemispheres of the brain. We have already seen the reassurance of the theme of the eye, representing the right side of the brain's visual model of perception as a symbol of God, of the wall and circumspectrum thinking, and of the awakening of the dormant faculties of the spirit. Psychologists have recognized that the right side of the brain governs understanding and spirituality. So as a being, an African being, the right side of the hemisphere, which governs our understanding and our spirituality. In the Kemetic institution, the awakening of the higher faculties of the right side of the brain, which affects the spiritual awakening of man. So we want our creative right side to awaken so that we become a spiritual being and not an earthly being. Awakening of man is symbolized by the Eye of Heru. The Eye of Heru, which is worn by the Kemetic people, symbolizes your right side of your brain being stimulant and open. It's represented by the Eye of Heru. And the basis of the theme of the oldest religion text in the world, the Per-Im Heru, which I have rendered becoming awakened. Awake. The popular rendition coming forth by day and night is based on a literal transliteration of the word Heru. Okay? Anyone who is ever mildly acquainted with the literature of spirituality knows that the concept of becoming awakened, I am becoming, I am awakened, is a major recurring theme in the spiritual literature of the world. It takes no more than competent in poetry to understand that the day as the period when we are awakened can be used as a metaphor for spiritual awakening. Yet, there is more than metaphors at work here. Sahut man, Sahut man, is not fully awakened during his normal awakening period. Therefore, his will is not fully operational. This is why the majority of people fail to apply their will and give in to the host of sensual and emotional temptation in the face of having an education that makes clear the negative consequences of such behavior. A milestone, perhaps, in the initiation process, then in the full awakening of the individual and thus the will through special breathing practices. That's why we are breathing throughout the talking cure as we take ourselves into a trance. And a special breathing process that we must do. This is the key to becoming an ab man. Our whole desire is to become an ab man, a spiritual man. From the perspective of the division of the spirit, initiation is a process of raising the individual from their saw. Now, when most of the brothers go over to Egypt, they take the brothers there to raise them up in Egypt, meaning to raise the spirit up, okay? This is a key to becoming an Abner, ladies and gentlemen, from the perspective of the division of the spirit. The initiation is a process of raising the individual from the Asar stage to the Abner. We go from the Asar to the Abner. And finally, to the Ba. We go from the Asar to the Ab to the Ba man. B-A, Ba. It is clear from preceding chapters that initiation is therefore a means of creating the type of leaders that are capable of detecting a nation based on morality. Now, leaders have to be developing programs based on morality. That is what their job is. Based on morality, spiritual powers, and wisdom that couples that as well. And all you're getting, get wisdom and understanding, ladies and gentlemen. There are so many benefits that accrue to the individual and society from the process of raising up your spirit, ladies and gentlemen. Of the initiate. We will see these in detail each and every day that we meet. We'll begin to see them step by step as we go on through the initiation. And Ronald Neffer goes on page 182, and he outlines the stages of initiation. The Kemetic initiation program is divided into three major stages, and we talked about this earlier. The devotional stage. We've already covered the devotional stage, and we talked about that devotional stage. The heroic stage. And then, finally, the spiritual mastery stage. The devotional stage encompasses the work on the faculties of the ninth and eighth sphere that we've been working on and the seventh sphere. And the devotional stage is going to give you a little outline so we can cover that again. That's where the ascent. The first level of initiation begins there, and we've covered that. And we have seen that the Kemetic spiritual initiation defines devotion of God as the experiencing of sorrow for lowly roles to which God within is restricted. That means some function from our lower behalf, and we become sorrowful in that stage. It's in this stage of initiation that the initiate is trained to cultivate the ability to experience genuine remorse. That's where he had threes of remorse and remorse for things, were indulging in thoughts and feelings and actions that are determined by the lower part of the being. That means that this old man cannot govern, the lower part of your being cannot take control, and it can't do what it wants to do. Because if you allow it to do what it wants to do, it will bring you much remorse and sorrow. That is where we were in the devotional stages, ladies and gentlemen. The second task to be undertaken during this level of initiation was the transferring of our identity from one person to the indwelling God. That means leaving this human being to transforming ourselves into an indwelling God. We can either identify with our persons, the complex of habitual, mental, and sensual and emotional response that outwardly distinguishes us from other people, or we can identify with that of our being that is the embodiment of the knowledge and the ability to run all of the subconscious vegetative functions. Now, it goes on to say that successful conclusion of this level of initiation is the automatic and voluntary experiencing of remorse. Remember, we talked about being remorseful. And each time wrong is done and we become remorseful, i.e., remember we talked about it, there's no expectation to overcome the negative behavior. According to the Tree of Life philosophy of development, all faculties must contribute to the effective the effectuation of change in behavior and psychological healing. So you want to get out of the spiritual man, which is the earthly man. You want to get out of this earthly man, providing for the earthly man, and go to the realm of perfecting the spiritual. That would be going from the Asar man to the Av man to the Ba man. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a break right here, and I want to call on one of the poets to bring some poetry out. Having the mind of Christ.
Mind of Peace, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on Him and your peace. It will continue to increase. Create the mind of peace within you, which was also in the Creator too. Now you know just what to do. Be strong in the power of His might, and don't give up this fight. Walk in the Spirit and not in sight. At times, it will look like the enemy is winning, you'll think. And just when you're at the end of your brink, He'll throw you a lifeline so you won't sink. When you send out the SOS sign, then you would have already completed the test. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on Him, and your peace will continue to increase. Now remember that you are no longer held at ransom, because the debt was paid with quite a handsome price for your peace that will continue to increase. With a mind stayed on Him, your peace will continue to increase.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back in sequence here, and we're talking about, at this point, the belief system of the initiate is changed. Our belief system at this point has changed, ladies and gentlemen. We have gone up the tree of the ladder, and our faculties have altered and changed. How then do we function in this life that we depend on, ladies and gentlemen, in our belief system? And remember, I told you it's important to know that your belief stands for nothing. You have to have substantial things to back it up. Our belief system, what we believe about the issues of life, depends on who and what we think we are. We must know who we are and our position, not only in Christ, but our position in God. And that will determine what we believe. If we identify with our person, the complex, habitual mental part, and the sensual and emotional responses that outwardly distinguishes us from others, then we will then begin to be caught up into who we think we are. We have to clearly know who we are. Now, it goes down here to say, at the point that the initiate is trained to go into a trance, and you notice that everything we do, we must go into a trance. You must train yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And as you experience yourself enjoying the fruits of wisdom, harmony, power, that comes from identifying with a saw. You identify with a saw because that's who you see yourself as. A particular property of the spirit is inability to differentiate with acts and imagine in a state of trance and acts performed in the actual life. Whatever act we take into the trance, we imagine ourselves performing that in actual life. We come out of that trance, we perform that, and doing that task perfectly like we did it in the spirit. That is why it is necessary for man to be spirit and not earthly. As far as it is concerned, what you take into the trance is as real as what you do. You take into the trance those areas that you want to correct in your life, the things you want to master, and as you go into that trance and walk out that thing in the trance, when you come out, if you believe you're able to do those things, you are going to be able to do them. If, for example, over a period of 21 days, Now, with 129 days, over a period of 21 days that you do these trance, and you take into the trance with you those things you want to master. The 21 days, you repeatedly go into a trance, ladies and gentlemen, taking yourself in or having a friend coach you and supporting you, preferably someone that is equally yoked. And imagine yourself speaking with confidence and eloquence, and your spirit concludes that you have actually done this thing for 21 days. You have to imagine yourself doing it and doing it in a trance. And there and are thus an eloquent, confident speaker. This is what you will become. Even though you may have never given a speech in your entire life, if you can perceive it, you can be it. What I'm trying to show you, ladies and gentlemen, as you go into this trance, thinking yourself to speak elegantly, mastering the art of intellect and lecturing, coming out, perceiving yourself to be this, even though you have never given a speech in your entire life or had failed in the past or previously at this task, you still can master it in the spirit realm. Now do you see what I mean about being a spiritual being? It counts for nothing to be an earthly being. You cannot master your faculties of your right side of your brain in the natural. You can only tap into it in the spirit realm where your right side of your brain is. It's where the spiritual side lies. The successful complication of this level of initiation is the automatic and reflux manifestation of joy in the various situations of life. According to the Tree of Life philosophy, ladies and gentlemen, not only but the Tree of Life of development, all faculties must contribute to the effectuation of change in behavior and psychological healing. It is important to note that in all these levels of initiation, the lower faculties from 9 sphere up to 7 have been placed under the direction of the higher part of the being. You've changed your modality and you have traveled up the Tree of Life after doing this segment 21 days. The heroic stage, ladies and gentlemen, of the initiation is what we talked about before. That's Haru, the fourth level of the initiation. Remember, you're traveling up the Tree of Life, and these numbers are listed on the Tree of Life. When you get the book, you'll know what I'm talking about. The preceding initiatory act prepares the individual for the confrontation of the emotional and sensual impulses with the will. Failure to prepare in the manner described in the preceding stages of initiation is the reason for humiliating failure experienced by the majority of people in their effort to overcome bad habits and to establish the desirable ones. The stage is referred to as the heroic stage, ladies and gentlemen, because the initiate must assume a militant attitude. He must get a militant attitude during the heroic stage and go towards the emotional and sensual energies that control the behavior of the sa part of the spirit. And incidentally, the heru is the origin of the word hero. Heru, hero, and the comedic story of Heru are the sources of the heroic literature of Europe and other parts of the world. The architectural maiden from the dragon is none other than Heru's undertaking the rescuing of a saw from Set. We must conclude that the change is experienced by the venue in which today's Western heroic stories do not involve personification of psychological factors represented a degeneration and pervasions in literary expression. Now, what they have told you is that this is a diagram of Assar and Aset, giving you the heroic stage of Heru going in to rescue someone. So always think of Heru as the hero making his presence known and rescuing the weaker vessel. The freedom achieved from the emotional and sensual impulses enables the individual to become more clear-minded and circumspectum in thinking. It is thus the mental function of this sphere are developed. The successful completion of the level of initiate is the automatic and reflux opposition of all emotional, sensual impulses except those that threaten loss and damages that we embrace our enemies in fellowship. We must embrace our enemies in fellowship. We are reminded of Heru, anger at Aset's, sparring at Aset's life. According to the Tree of Life, philosophy of development, all faculties must contribute to the effectuation of change in behavior and psychological healing. Heteruti, the fifth sphere level of initiation. At this point, the initiate uses Heteruti's sword. He is the god of war. So ever once and a while, for all of this identification with the person, this is achieved by the willingness to suffer loss. If gain must be achieved at the expense of others, this is a prerequisite to the expression of justice. The detachment of identity from the person gives the individual the objective needed to consistently and accurately analyze the issues of life. Thus is the analyzing faculty of the fifth sphere. In other words, we have to go through those stages. Maya, the sixth level of initiation, more difficult than detaching oneself from the person, and the embracing of an enemy in fellowship. But the cosmological thinking ability gained by the initiate's procedure of this sphere, enabling the initiate to understand the complementary relationship of opposites. The other word, opposites, are halves of a unit and thus making complete each other. That is why you see negative and positive making each other complete. Also, acquiring is the mental equilibrium represented by the scales of Maya. Thus, cosmological thinking, the initiate learns how to establish balance in all areas of his life. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, in all areas of your life. For example, embracing of the enemy in fellowship. Do not quarrel with your enemy. Embrace him in fellowship. Is placed in proper perspective. An African-American writer has one of the characteristics in her novel, acknowledging the wrong that whites have heaped upon blacks. So far, so good. She then turns around and makes an eloquent pitch that because we are unlimited, we are ultimately and essentially one. Given our common origin from God and the evidence and in interdependent we exhibit toward one another, we must forgive the white man. Her error, which we be proven originators in the use of the H-sphere to think about things that require the input from the Maya faculty, were she free of the control of her lower part of her being, which would bring her Maya faculty into functioning, she would have made a simple analog that would have secured her from her mistake. Let's say that there is a serial killer out there somewhere. Since the self within him is God, he is essentially redamageable. Should we thus forgive him? The answer is yes, but after he has been apprehended, stopped, punished, and rehabilitated. The various practice of this point in initiation develops the ability in the initiate to think holistically. Synchronicity or cosmologically, and thus properly understand the social and personal behavior chasing situation created by a sawman to guide society. On Sixth Dragon, the superior man mounts to heaven and says he clings to the great Chinese oracles. The successful completion of the sixth level of initiate signals the readiness of the initiate to successfully and safely manipulate the essence of spiritual power. There is no longer a trace of domination from the lower intellect, imagination, emotional, and essential part that could cause the misuse of these powers. The initiate wills is now Ma-Ka, truth of voice. His condition of being is symbolized in the successful passing of the trial in which the initiate affirmed that she is not guilty of a set of 42 transgressions. And these are the 42 transgressions that the Mayat wrote. These are the so-called 42 negative confessions, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to stop there, but I want to put some closure on it. As they were giving the example of having fellowship with your enemy, and they gave the example of the young lady forgiving the whites or the Caucasians for their past transgressions, saying that they and we are one, and that forgiveness was in order, and having fellowship and coming together was far better than separating and fighting. That's what we're going to have to do in society today. In order to make a better people, we're going to have to tell Europeans that we are going to meet with them on common ground to talk about the past ills and transgression and to let them know that there is room for repentance. And usually we have gone through the procedure for remorse and feeling resentful and the whole bit. And we know what happens to you when you feel bad about what you've done. But there needs to be rehabilitation. And, yes, maybe you weren't there when this happened and your forefathers were part of slavery and you weren't. However, you benefited from our slavery. You had a better life. So because you benefited and had a better life, now it's time to look back at reparations and see how you can give other folks a better life who might not have that opportunity. Now, we're going to get more into that to see how we can change the course of society and of the universe with this racism, because it is a sickness, ladies and gentlemen, and it must be talked about, because the way you cure a sickness, you must be able to diagnose it, identify it, and find a cure for it and rehabilitate. And it takes some time to do that, but I wanted to point that out because in this chapter was the chapter for us learning that we are not earthly. We are not earthly bound. We are not attached to earthly things. We are not here for the long haul. We're just passing through. We're not earthly bound. We're heavenly bound. So therefore, we're aliens in this country. We are spiritual beings. We govern ourselves from our right side of our being, where our spirituality resides. And just as I told you, you meditate for those 21 days to stop racism. I want every white person in here who wants to free themselves of racism or racist thoughts that they may have inherited. Every African-American that might be thinking about being a racist should think about going into meditation and digging deep to meditate on the things that you could have done differently to a human being. Not a three-fifth or fourth person, not a person that you consider not a human being. Just think what you could have done differently to bridge the gap between racism and how you could have treated a person better. And go into that, seeing yourself carrying out that behavior to right a wrong, and manifest yourself doing it so after 21 days, you would be doing it when you come out. This is how you stop bad behavior and bad thinking. And this is how you right the wrong of those things and faculties that need to be overcome. You cannot change behavior through just talking about it or lecturing. You have to go into a deeper faculty to change that faculty that is corrupted. And racism is a corrupted faculty, ladies and gentlemen. And it is the ability to define a thing and to make other people accept it as their own. It is powerful. And it needs to be put in check through a deep meditation and a trance. I'm challenging everyone here in this room that wants to make life better for society in this new society that we're coming up on. What good would it do for us to go through, have these challenges to become an initiate and to press ourselves forward as a God and to have corrupted faculties in our being, such as racism? What good would it do us to only be good to our neighbor and those that we know and not extend that same fellowship and friendliness and kindness to other races of people? It would do us no good. I told you, ephah will mend the hearts of the broken one, no matter what race of people they are. Ephah will mend your broken heart. It came to unite all races of people, to bring us together as one. But you cannot begin to come together until you identify the wrong that was done and the problems that need to be reprimanded. And that is through its friends. You can do it in the quietness of your own heart, in the secrecy of your own house, to get over that faculty that cannot be lectured, that cannot be badgered, but it has to have a faculty change over 21 days. I'm challenging every one of you. If you're frequenting my room, you want to change in society, and you know racism has been in your family, and you don't know how to change your family's heart and the way they think, then you make the first change and go through the trance meditation to come away from racism. You make the change. And African-Americans, and you're not being exempt from this. There's ways that we have to change, too. We are so vindictive. We have outpoked the Pope and being critical and mean and vindictive to people we say we don't like. We have to stop this nonsense about who it is we don't like and who we are not going to let get over the grain of and how we put up opposition to demonize other people. You don't have the right to play God. And if you keep on doing it, your own reed is going to turn on you. It's going to turn on you. The Godhead that lives inside of you. Do you want to wrestle and fight with the Godhead that's inside of you for plotting and scheming to lay hold on people and to do corrupted things? No. That is as green as envy as racism. It's no different. It's just called something else. It's called nigger mess. And we're not going to do that in the new century. We're going to stop mistreating people and calling them the word nigger. We're not using that on each other anymore. And we're going to, and it needs to be dealt with. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging all of you. And this is the Spirit speaking from a trance. Do what you want with it, but this is a challenge I put out there for everyone. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back here tomorrow. You can tune in. And our number here is 646-478-0270. Why don't you drop on by? Because we're getting into something and we're getting out of something else. We're going to transform ourselves out of those faculties of lying, cheating, racism, and the big word, N-word, treating each other indifferently. We're getting out of it because we're going to make a change because God lives in us now. Go ahead on, little G. Go ahead on because you can do it. So let's do it for tomorrow, and I'll see you back here at the same time, same place. And I say to each and every one of you, let's make that change like Michael Jackson wanted us to do. We got to know our purpose, our need. We got to know that we came here to make that change. So make that change today, ladies and gentlemen. You can do it. Let's go out of here with Kuji Chajalia, because Kuji Chajalia will tell us what our purpose is.
That way we can be
right, ladies and gentlemen. We do control the key to our destiny, and we can make this world a better place. You and I, African-American, Europeans alike, and all races of people, because it's something we can do to make this world a better place. And that is to change our ways and to change our faculties. And we now know how to get over a faculty of bad behavior, bad character, and racism. We go into a trance, and we put ourselves through a trance and talk about the things we're not going to do and meditate on those good things of living wholesome from our upper spiritual body, not our earthly body, but our spiritual mind on the right side of our brain. We meditate for 21 days and take ourselves through a trance with our coaches guiding us, preferably someone that is equally yoked with you. And as you go through these trance and taking these apparatuses and into your meditation, it will change your faculties. It will change your modality from a lower being to a spiritual being as you transition up the tree of life and transition up the ladder to spirituality. Your faculties will become more spiritual, and outwardly you will become a more ad and ba man. Remember, we were the sa man, going to the ba man, and now to the ad man and then ba man. We're coming from a physical to a spiritual. We're not earthly beings. We're not earthly bound. We're just traveling through, and we're here temporarily. We are from a spiritual place, and we feed the spiritual man. We feed the spiritual man with helping him to control his faculties so that he can learn to fellowship with his brother man. And learning to fellowship means not to quarrel or not to bring opposition and not to bring a sword. As we talked about, we can have our God vindicate us. We do not need to have opposition with our brother man, but fellowship. I'm challenging every one of you to have fellowship and climb up the tree of life to a better faculty. After 21 days, you will be transformed. I declare you'll be transformed. I decree that after 21 days, each and every one of you participating in this program will transform your lower man faculties up to a spiritual man, and the earthly man will die off. You will kill off the earthly man by not feeding it corruption, lies, cheating, stealing, and by feeding it love, kindness, which begets more love and kindness and fellowship. I give you fellowship today, ladies and gentlemen. May you have more fellowship in your life during the Christmas season. Find a reason to fellowship with your brother man. If there's somebody in your family that you haven't talked to in years, somebody you haven't fellowship with, go and fellowship with them and have fellowship with your brother man and fellowship with somebody of a different race of people. Learn to cooperate with other beings, no matter if they're blue, black, or green. I know there's no blue, black, or green people on this earth, and don't tell me I get along with everybody blue, black, or green, because there's no blue people on this earth for you to get along with. Let's just try getting along with the people we know exist, black and white. We can do better than what we're doing. We can learn to understand one another better, and we can understand the idiosyncrasies of our past so we won't repeat them. Now get in that room and do your trance and transition yourself up the tree of the ladder so we can come into this new dispensation, fellowshipping together on one accord. That is my wish for you this season. And I say on that note, double and baba booey to you, y'all, and I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Lock in that dial, I'd like to see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.